Sinaloa cartel smugglers hide crystal meth in coffee bean bags. By Cartel Chronicles on May 12, 2023. Sinaloa cartel smugglers hid a shipment of crystal meth by disguising it as packages of coffee beans and used a commercial shipping company to transport it. The method is similar to prior seizures that have been reported in the Mexican states of Tamaulipas and Nuevo León, where smugglers ship boxes and packages with synthetic drugs to these border states. The seizure took place last week in the city of Culiacán, Sinaloa, the main stronghold of the Sinaloa cartel. According to information released by Mexico's federal government, National Guardsmen went to a shipping company and used a drug-sniffing dog that alerted authorities to a shipment of coffee beans. When authorities inspected the bags of coffee, they discovered bags of white powder that they described as crystal. The use of shipping companies by the Sinaloa cartel to move synthetic drugs to other areas is a trend that recently surfaced in the border states of Tamaulipas and Nuevo León. While the Sinaloa cartel does not have a presence of gunmen in Tamaulipas, they have a history of using the port of entry to move certain synthetic drugs. In March, the Tamaulipas Attorney General's Office, FGJE, seized 85 packages of fentanyl and crystal meth at a shipping company in the border city of Matamoros. The package originated from the neighboring state of Nuevo León, which has become a bastion for the Sinaloa cartel in recent years. In late 2022, the Mexico Attorney General's Criminal Investigation Agency, FGRAIC, seized more than 300 kilograms of fentanyl that Sinaloa cartel smugglers hid inside individual coconuts that they placed inside a shipment of produce headed to the border, Breitbart Texas reported. Editor's note: Breitbart Texas traveled to Mexico City and the states of Tamaulipas, Coahuila, and Nuevo León to recruit citizen journalists willing to risk their lives and expose the cartel silencing their communities. The writers would face certain death at the hands of the various cartels that operate in those areas, including the Gulf Cartel and Los Zetas, if a pseudonym were not used. Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles are published in both English and their original Spanish. This article was written by C.P. Mireles from Tamaulipas.